a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening. KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the FDA has finalized a rule that will allow adults to buy hearing aids over the counter. The rule is expected to go into effect this fall. I'm KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs.
Second, Lori Vallow was in court today when her attorneys argued for separating two conspiracy counts against her. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A report of an accident, 7th East, 2400 South, and Salt Lake City PD working a crash at 9th West and 8th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
97 today with a chance for triple digits coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 97 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A landmark bill signed by President Biden today. The Inflation Reduction Act is law. But despite the name, the big impact is expected to be on addressing climate change and health care costs.
In the years ahead, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, 13 million people are going to continue to save an average of $800 a year on health insurance.
Joining the president and enthusiastic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it
the most important bill we have passed in a long time.
Also on the podium, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who with his political wrangling nearly single-handedly whittled down the price tag of the bill from trillions in its earlier Build Back Better incarnation to about $740 billion. As for when you'll notice any changes from the bill,
a lot of folks are saying, look, this could take a while. It's not going to be immediate. Experts are saying, read the fine print. A lot of this stuff could take, you know, another 3 to 4 years to take effect. Now, Democrats, at least they're at least hoping for a perception change, though. They know their president's poll numbers are really low. The last poll numbers were 37% around the country. They are underwater, and it's even lower when you look at inflation. So they're looking for any boost that they can get.
ABC's Zareen Shaw. The FBI isn't finished with the investigation of those government documents it took from former President Trump's Florida home.
Sources tell ABC News that FBI agents interviewed former White House counsel Pat Cipollone and former deputy counsel Pat Philbin about those secret and classified documents former President Trump kept at his Mar-a-Lago home. Those two men, now the most senior former White House officials to talk with investigators, both men were designated to handle materials requested by the National Archives.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Congresswoman Liz Cheney expected to lose the Wyoming primary today. She's one of the few Republican lawmakers who's spoken out against President Trump's false claims about the 2020 election, and she's vowing to fight even if she loses today. You're listening to ABC News.
And an update on the Snow Canyon baseball player hospitalized at the Little League World Series. He's showing progress just a day after emergency brain surgery. Meantime, his Little League team from Snow Canyon is just days away from playing in their first World Series, Utah's first. But that's not the only tie Utah has to the Little League World Series. A provost sculptor, Matt Glenn, was chosen to create a statue to celebrate this World Series 75th anniversary this year.
The Little League World Series is celebrating their 75th anniversary. And this is going to have President George W. Bush in the center of the piece, and then Cy Young on one side and Jackie Robinson on the other side, representing those three that all personally attended a Little League World Series game. Cy Young, you know, the famous pitcher, and he attended in his later years after his career. And then Jackie Robinson attended the Little League World Series as a commentator for ABC Sports. And President Bush attended as President of the United States. So they'll all be depicted in their certain, you know, just different time periods, but all together, leaning on a fence post, and President Bush is telling them a story about baseball, and Cy Young has an autographed ball in his hand, and Jackie has his mitt, and they're just enjoying a day at the ballpark.
Sculptor Matt Glenn, who's been a baseball fan his entire life, he's excited for the exposure this is going to provide for Utah's art and baseball communities.
It's just a fantastic opportunity, like you say, to shine a little light on Utah, and we play great baseball out here, and we have some good art out here as well. So we're hoping that ESPN is going to cover it on for that game, because the last time we were out there, they did the game, and then they covered the statues as well, so we're hoping that it'll be played on ESPN.
Matt's statue will be unveiled before the games this coming Sunday at the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Of course, Snow Canyon plays on Friday at 1 p.m.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.